Section 12. Use the SIPDE system. Nothing can guarantee that other motorists will see a motorcycle. A good rider is always looking to stay out of trouble. Experienced riders use a system known as SIPDE, an acronym for a process used to make judgments and take action in traffic. SIPDE equals scan, identify, predict, decide, execute. Here is a closer look at each of these steps. Scan. Search aggressively for potential hazards. Scanning provides information to allow riders to make decisions in enough time to take action. Identify. Locate hazards and potential conflicts. Hazards can be divided into three groups based on how critical their effect may be. Cars, trucks, and other vehicles. They share the road with motorcycles. They move quickly. Reactions to them must be quick and accurate. Pedestrians and animals. They are characterized by unpredictability and quick movement. Stationary objects. Potholes, guardrails, bridges, roadway signs, hedges or rows of trees will only create or complicate riding strategy. The greatest potential for conflict between riders and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street. Most automobile crashes occur at intersections. Oncoming vehicles turning left into the path of the motorcycle causes many crashes. Therefore, using SIPDE at intersections is critical. Before entering an intersection, search for oncoming traffic that may turn left, traffic from the left, traffic from the right, traffic approaching from behind. Be alert at intersections with limited visibility. Be visually aware of busy surroundings that might camouflage a motorcycle. Predict. Anticipate the effect of hazards. The direction a potential hazard moves is important. Clearly, a vehicle moving away is not as critical as a vehicle moving into a rider's path. Determine the effect of the hazard and where a crash might occur. How critical is the hazard? How probable is a crash? This is the what-if phase of SIPDE that depends on knowledge and experience. Now, estimate the consequences of the hazard. How might the hazard, or effort to avoid it, affect others? Decide. Determine how to reduce the hazard by communicating presence and intentions, adjusting speed, adjusting position. Communication is the most passive action because it depends on the response of someone else. Use lights and honk the horn, but do not rely on the actions of others. Speed adjustment can be acceleration, slowing, or stopping. Position adjustment can be changing lane position or completely changing direction. In both cases, the degree of adjustment depends on how critical the hazard is and how much time and space is available. The more time and space, the less amount of risk. In high-potential risk areas, such as intersections, decrease the reaction time that is needed by increasing space and readying possible escape routes. Execute. This is when riding skills come into play, which must become second nature. The best decision will be meaningless without the skills to carry it out. Riders must ride within their own ability.